Hello, everyone. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm going to be using the help of our friends in the desert to peek ahead in terms of what to expect, big picture, for success and lack thereof for all 32 teams in the National Football League this season. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Do you have a need for legal help in the area of family law? Do you have a need for legal help in the area of child support adjustment? Do you have a need in the area of divorce? Brandon Legal Group can help you in those areas and plenty more. Remember, they are a full-service law firm. They can offer you a free consultation by visiting brandonlegalgroup.com, or you can call 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for many years, including, segue, the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XLIII, Todd Wright Tour 43, as we move into our ninth golf season. After our annual summer break, at a to-be-announced date in early October at West Chase Golf Club. West Chase Golf Club is a public golf property. If you hear they are semi-private, if you hear they are private, that person doesn't know what they are talking about. West Chase Golf Club is available to the public, and you can go online for tee times at westchasegc.com. West Chase Golf Club has hosted more Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments than any other golf property, and they will not only host in October of 2023, they are already booked for hosting Todd Wright Tour golf in 2024. It is a 18-hole, par 72, championship layout with a terrific general manager, an excellent director of golf, and a superintendent who really knows how to keep the golf course in above average to excellent condition year-round. West Chase Golf Club, westchasegc.com, host of Todd Wright Tour 43 in Tampa, soon to be announced to the public in early October will be the date of the tournament. We'll announce more details on social media next month. My email for podcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you, Captain Morgan, our 2022 Fantasy Football Podcast League champion, for the recent email specific to that email address and for regularly listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. I think I mentioned this last time. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Season 8 returns on August 1st. Hooters will again be our presenting sponsor. My thanks to them. And we will be with you for 52 unique episodes of Season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast starting on August 1st. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Twitter, I am also at ToddWright2121. Yes, I was on earlier this week for a couple hours with friend, golf partner, and terrific radio host Drew Garabo in the Tampa Bay market. As John Senning was out sick for a couple of days, I wanted to help Drew with the heavy lifting since I can relate to what it means when you have a valued on-air partner that you are used to working with that unexpectedly is not available to you, and you need some help on the air. And I provided that for a couple of days. I'm happy John is healthy again. They sound great for the rest of this week. But for those of you that heard me on Drew Garabo Live, thank you for the compliments via social media, via text, and otherwise. I may be joining Drew again, more of a planned thing, for a couple of shows in early August. So that's on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. Drew Garabo Live airs from 2 to 6 every weekday. So I'm going to combine some numbers here so I'm not just using one shop. BetMGM posted win totals for all 32 NFL teams recently. And I broke them down into the 20 that were, how does this work? 20 that were 8.5 or higher, and 12 that were 7.5 or lower. Keep in mind, the half win, it alleviates pushes. Sure, we could look at some things some different ways, but that's kind of the way I did it. That according to BetMGM, based on their research, they show 20 teams that they feel can essentially be 500 or better. And they have 12 teams that they feel will have losing records. So let's do the best teams first. And I'm just putting these in order of the win total, not the odds, plus or minus. I don't want to get too complicated here. There are three teams at the top that BetMGM posted at 11.5 wins: Kansas City, Cincinnati, and San Francisco. Philadelphia, Buffalo, and Jacksonville come in next at 10.5. Let's stop there, and I point out how four of those teams are in the AFC. I was recently having a conversation at a casino night fundraiser with my wonderful longtime friend, Monica, that is also on 102.5 The Bone, and I used to do radio with in the Tampa Bay market. And we were talking about her favorite team, the Buffalo Bills, and how they've taken a step back each year and what's going on. And she just wanted my opinions on Josh Allen, on Sean McDermott, on how they didn't get DeAndre Hopkins. Do they need Dalvin Cook? And I just said, well, your biggest problem is you're in the AFC. You know, it's kind of like, think about all the great NBA players who were at their best during the early to mid to late 1990s and had to deal with Michael Jordan, coached by Phil Jackson, with significant help from Scottie Pippen and other great players on the 6-for-6 Chicago Bulls from 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98, the only team that broke through for 8 years in the time that Michael was away, either for all or parts of seasons playing baseball, insert your own conspiracy theory as to why, was Olajuwon, ironically, the player no one questions who went number one in the draft where Michael Jordan went number three. All the ire goes towards the Sam Bowie pick at number two, Olajuwon, with one of the most indefensible offensive moves in the history of basketball, the Dream Shake, the Rockets winning in 94 against the Knicks and in 95 against the Orlando Magic. But that's Buffalo's issue right now. And I think it's less about how they're not moving forward as they are being pushed and suppressed because Kansas City just continues to get better along the way. I mean, we think about the last 5 years for the Chiefs. They've hosted the last five AFC championship games. They lost an AFC championship game to the Patriots. The next year, they won that AFC championship game, won the Super Bowl over the Niners. The next year, they won that AFC championship game, lost to the Buccaneers on the Buccaneers' home field with a significantly depleted offensive line in Super Bowl 55. Then in Super Bowl, in the AFC championship game at home in Super Bowl 56, they were victimized by a 15-point comeback by the Cincinnati Bengals at home. Bengals go to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57. Chiefs win over the Bengals and then go on and beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. The Bengals, to me, are still one of the most undervalued teams in the National Football League. Joe Burrow is one of the most underrated players in the National Football League. I love their coaching staff. While I'm not in the market for defensive head coaches with defensive backgrounds, it's a good thing for the Bengals. They didn't lose their terrific defensive coordinator, who probably makes more in-game adjustments than any defensive coordinator in the National Football League, effective adjustments that impact the game. He's still there. Yeah, love a lot about the Bengals and what's not to love. I mean, the last 4 years, here's Joe Burrow. We just talked about the Chiefs' last five seasons. Here's Joe Burrow's last 4 years. National championship, then number one pick in the NFL draft, and season-ending injury. What, a little over halfway through the season? Comes back the next year from season-ending injury, goes to the Super Bowl, and then last year loses in overtime, right? We were in overtime? Or close to going overtime in the AFC title game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. So there's Joe Burrow's last 4 years. So I think it's fair to put them on the top line at 11.5 with San Francisco right there at 11.5, because clearly the window of opportunity is still there for the 49ers as long as they have some stability at the quarterback position. So 10.5, Philadelphia. Buffalo at 10.5, Jacksonville at 10.5, just now over a year removed from the Urban Meyer shit show. 9.5, there's a bunch, Ravens, Cowboys, the Aaron Rodgers effect on the Jets, Detroit, the Chargers, the Saints, Miami. I think also an undervalued team, but in a very tough AFC. Cleveland, I'm just giving you the numbers, all 9.5. And then the 8.5s are Pittsburgh. And I'll just say this. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. He pulled off a winning season last year. And think his quarterback situation was a mess. Najee Harris wasn't healthy. Wow. And he still had a winning season. Basically, BetMGM is saying, if you think he's going to continue his streak, bet the over. They're not forcing you. I think it would be more much more interesting for BetMGM to put Pittsburgh at 9.5. Where you could have a losing wager, yet Tomlin goes 9-8 and continues his run of winning seasons, but they didn't. And that's why Pittsburgh at 8.5 and the over really appeals to me even more than Cleveland's 9.5 or Detroit's 9.5. I could make a case against New Orleans 9.5 as well. The other 8.5s, Seattle, Minnesota, the Giants. You know, look, Dable's only done it for 1 year. Saquon Barkley, right now, we don't know if he'll be there to start the season. But I'm a big believer in Dable. So basically, BetMGM is saying, if you think the Giants are going to win more games than they lose, go ahead and take the over. Denver, 8.5 under Sean Payton after that disaster last year. Atlanta, there is a very well-versed guy that I follow on Twitter with Vegas Insider who talked about how Atlanta getting action on winning 9 or more is so significant because of the winnability, if I can say that term, of the early part of their schedule. These aren't people who think Atlanta is a dark horse in the NFC playoffs. These are experts saying, look at the Falcons and how they're built. look at who they're playing and what the teams they're playing don't have at key positions the first 2+ months and are taking the over 8.5. So if you're surprised to see Atlanta as the 20th team listed at 8.5 wins or higher, that's why. Because of the attention the Falcons are getting based on the schedule they have the first 2+ months and what those opponents are lacking at the quarterback position in general. All right, bottom 12, 7.5. Washington, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Tennessee, Chicago, Carolina, New England. 6.5. Indianapolis, LA Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 5.5. Houston, Arizona. Now I'm going to combine, posted on and pinned June 27th from Jay Cornegay and the great guys at the Superbook in Las Vegas, and now the Superbook is available in almost 10 states, not just Nevada. Let's look at Arizona. The Superbook does not have Arizona favored in any of their 17 games this season. The Superbook does not have Arizona as a push in any of their 17 games this season. The lowest number is Arizona at home in week 12 getting 1.5 against the Rams. That's what the experts think of the Arizona Cardinals. That's one shop justifying what another shop is saying. Let's do Houston. I actually see Houston favored in 2 games, according to the Superbook. Sorry, 3 games. Week 2, laying 1 against the Colts. That game in Houston. Then week 9, laying 2.5 against the Buccaneers in Houston. Then week 11, laying 3 in Houston against the Arizona Cardinals, and the Superbook has them as a pick week 17 against Tennessee. We'll do the 6.5. The Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are not favored in any of their 17 regular season games, according to the Superbook. They are listed as a pick 'em in 2 games at home against Tennessee in week 9, and at home against Carolina in week 13. Bucks, one of the biggest week 1 underdogs, getting 6.5 at Minnesota. Biggest week 1 underdog, Houston on the road at Baltimore. Texans getting 9.5. Detroit is the second largest underdog week 1. They have the Thursday night opener at Kansas City, and they are getting 7. So the Bucs are not favored in any of their 17 games. Let's check the Rams. Amidst continuing talk about Matthew Stafford's status as Rams starting quarterback for various reasons, the Rams are favored against Arizona in Los Angeles in week 12. And that's it. That just shows you. I mean, they had the biggest drop of any Super Bowl champion to the next year, and it's expected to continue this year. Perhaps very telling about what the experts think about Matthew Stafford's potential impact on this team, even if he plays. The Rams are listed as a pick 'em at Indianapolis in week 4. And as a pick 'em, at home against Washington in week 15 and at home against New Orleans in week 16. That's an interesting one. Can I stop there for a second? Okay, so BetMGM has New Orleans over under win total at 9.5. Yet a team, one of the worst teams in win total, the Rams, just because New Orleans goes to LA in week 16, you're making that game a pick. Might want to file that one away, because that doesn't add up. If the Rams are as bad as their win total, and New Orleans is as good as their win total, why is New Orleans not favored in week 16 at the Rams? That stands out. That's why I do these things. Last one we'll do is the Colts with rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson and allegedly rolling out some black jerseys, which won't nearly be as nice as the Seahawks throwbacks they will wear in a late October game against the Browns. Check my social media accounts for a coincidence about that. The Colts are only favored in two games this year, hosting the Bucs in week 12 after the Colts have a bye week, and in week 18 against the Houston Texans. They are a pick 'em in three games: Las Vegas week 17, Tennessee week 5, and the Rams week 4. So that's what's interesting. So you're saying Indy has the same win total as the Rams, 6.5. And you're going to make both of them, their game in Indy, a pick 'em in week 4. Yet, come week 16, despite you having the Saints as a 9.5 win total, same as the Dolphins, the Lions, the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the Jets, and New Orleans is not laying any points in that game. So that's enough for me, combining some of the some of the regular season numbers now that we are looking at that are being played as we speak: BetMGM, Superbook, win totals, lines in regular season games. You can go look up some of this stuff for yourself on the various Twitter feeds for both Superbook Sports and BetMGM. What stood out to you? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll just end by saying this. Of the 20 that are 8.5 or higher, I like the over on Pittsburgh, the over on Dallas, the over on Philly, and the over on the Giants. I like the under on Cleveland and the under on New Orleans. And for the lowest 12, I like the over on Green Bay and the under on Chicago and Tampa Bay. There you go. What do you like? What do you think? Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and West Chase Golf Club. We'll talk to you next time.